Friends, it's good to see you. It's good to see all the smiling faces once again, to refresh my memories once again. If I don't call your name, you know that it's not because I don't know you. It's because I'm getting old. And I forget names. As a matter of fact, Father Charlie continues to reach out to me. Father Charlie would like for me to come anytime you want, Father Matt, he says. Father Charlie has been very gracious to me, and I want you to know that. I want you to thank him for me in the different ways that he has reached out to me. Now, I don't come here every Sunday to be with you because I'm busy also going to different churches in the diocese, saying masses in different places. It's so exciting, you know, to see different faces and different churches and also their practices. It's the first time for me to do that. For many years I was here, and it's like I was closed in here. I didn't know what was going on in different other places in the diocese. And now one of the good things about retirement is that you get to be free. You get to be able to go different places where you want at different times. And that's wonderful. And so if I don't come here as often as I would like, and maybe as some of you like to see me, that's because the diocese also would like for us retired priests to cover in other places where the priests also would like a little help. And so today we are here to celebrate this Mass, and I understand this is the first time that I'm celebrating this Mass since I left, since the end of June of last year. And so sometimes I feel a little, you know, like fish out of water. And so, and that's good, and that's a good thing, because that's one of the things you see and one of the things you learn as you go around in different places to celebrate Mass. Well, one of the things I would like to say to you is there is no other church like this one in the diocese. This is the best. And so, my dear friends, today, as we begin the first Sunday in Lent, it is the beginning of Lent, so to say. Father Charlie, Father Piega, they will tell you about the changes that the bishop would like for us to do, especially this time of uncertainty. This time of, this is our normal time of flu season and so on. And of course, the great concern that we have about the coronavirus. It is important for us to hear the changes because the bishop is concerned for all of us. He wants all of us to be healthy, to take care of ourselves, so that we not infect others. It is not simply because of the coronavirus. It is also because we are used every year to the flu season. And so it's also good to review that and be sure that we are doing the right things. And so, my dear friends, listen to that announcement that Father Charlie is making, and also the implementation of those changes that is being made, which would be temporary, especially during this time of the flu season, and as hopefully there will be no coronavirus anywhere. And so our Mass today, the intention will also be asking Almighty God to help us, and when I say us, I mean the whole world, take away this flu, this coronavirus, from the face of the earth. Having said that, I'd like to say a few words about the Word of God that has come to us today. Just a few words. If you listen to the first reading, it's talking about temptation. It's talking about temptation of Adam and Eve. And then you heard the gospel today talk about the temptation of Christ himself. The second reading today talks about sin. Now, when you think of temptation, now you know there are temptations that lead to sin. And of course, there are temptations, of course, that lead you to grace. And so, what do we do during this time of Lent? And so first, we need to once again recognize the reality of temptations in our lives. And we need to also learn to separate the temptations that come to us. Are these good temptations that lead us to good habits, that lead us to God, or are they bad temptations that lead us away from God and to the devil? And then we end up in sinning against God. And so we find in the first reading today that Adam and Eve were not prepared when they were tempted. And so they fell to temptation. And that's what happens to us when we are not prepared. And temptations come all the time. And many times we fall to these temptations because we are not properly prepared to resist those temptations. Because the devil comes to us in the form of things that we like. And so we must learn to resist those because they likely lead us to sin. And so the time of Lent is a time to begin to once again develop the skills for us to be able to say no to those temptations that lead us to sin. And also to be able to say yes to those kind of temptations that lead us to grace and to God. And so if Jesus was tempted, he did not fall because he was prepared. His power was greater than that of the devil. And so when you are prepared, your power will be greater than that of the devil, the tempter. And so the church teaches us how to be prepared. And so the church brings this to us during this time of Lent, to do them more. And so the church wants us to once again develop the skills to pray. Not simply to pretend to pray, but to pray. And now there are several opportunities and several forms to pray. And when you pray, you come closer to God. And when you are closer to God, you are strong. And the church again tells us that one of the things we need to do to overcome temptations and to become friends of God is to learn to fast, to learn to do without. Because sometimes we have gotten into a habit of always wanting surplus, always wanting things that we don't really need in life. And sometimes they're not good for us physically, as they are not good for us spiritually. And so the time of Lent is the time for us to separate once again those things that we are inclined to that are not good for us, and to fast from those. And to be inclined to the things that we know are good for us because they lead us to God. They make us better people. And that's fasting. And it can be anything. And so you know yourself better than anybody else. You know the things that lead you astray, that lead you to the evil one. And so my proposal to you today, as we begin Lent, is to learn to do two things. And someone says that, you know, it's always good to make deals, you know. You make a deal, you know. And there is a book that is called The Art of the Deal. So, during the time of Lent, I'm going to learn how to stop making deals with the devil. Because every time we yield to temptation, we are making deals with the devil. And when we do that, we have gone away from God. And so we must learn to make deals with God. Because that's where there is life, and He is the way, and He is the truth. And so we make as many deals with God as possible. And that will keep us from danger. We don't want to be unprepared like Adam and Eve, as the scriptures tell us. But when you continuously make deals with God on everyday basis, then you know that you'll be strong. Not only in your physical life, but also in your spiritual life. You are saying yes to God and no to the devil. And so, this time of Lent, as you live today, you tell yourself that it's all about making deals. And now I'm going to stop making deals with the devil. And that's my goal for the time of Lent. And I'm going to make as many deals as possible during this time of Lent with God. And once we acquire this skill in our lives, then we have the rest of the year made. Because we have formed ourselves in good habits during this time of Lent. Amen.